And now, from Norwich, it's Reach Orange.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, newsman. Well, I might just have a little bit too many sausages. I've made a bit of a mistake yesterday. I went to Asda to get a click and collect, listener. I must have... I always laugh at customers that do this, but I've done it. I must have clicked six times on the packs of sausages. I've now got six... 60 sausages in my fridge. Would anyone like to come round for a barbecue? I seem to have, you know, added five extra packs of sausages to my order, and I didn't even notice because Emily was helping me put the stuff in the bags. I think we might have to have a sausage and mash or hot dogs for tea. Anyone fancy coming round?
Come tomorrow! Y venga conmigo! Vámonos al viaje para buscar los sonidos mágicos!
We can't beat a classic. I think they should play that on Classic FM because that is a classic, isn't it? It's you can't go wrong with a bit of Sash. It is Sash featuring Rodriguez, whoever that is. And the Ecuador. Have you ever been to Ecuador? No, me neither. I've been to Bognor Regis though, and Skegness. Isn't there there? Right, can we have a jingle singer, please? Thank you. Lovely.
It starts here. Reach on air. It starts now.
Reach on air. Oh, we seem to have an imposter. Roy seems to be taking over the weather segment, so I think I'm going to ditch Jason's weather. We're going to just have general weather from now on. So, this is a new weather bed that I haven't even used. I didn't even realise I had. Roy says, morning, Russ, on this fine, hot, sunny morning. Lovely jubbly, that's what we like. And Jason says, morning, Russ, on this lovely sunny day with a temperature of 14 degrees at the moment. But should be reaching 22 later. Oh, don't be stupid. 22 degrees. Chinny, chin, chin. I don't think so, mate. 13 degrees right here in Norwich. Reach on air weather. There we go. That was the jingle I was meant to actually use. And now I can't get out of this because I don't know how to end it. There you go. That's it. That's the reach on air weather. Right, come and say hello on the instant messenger. We want to know this morning, lovely listener, have you ever ordered too much of one thing? I ordered too many sausages. Your shopping order and disasters, please, this morning.
Well, all right, watch out, watch out.
Playing the banjo way before Mumford and Sons did it. It is The Grid and Swamp Thing.
Can I get a refill?
Any hour of any day. Reach on air. It's the only place to stay tuned.
I think that's where Chris Reardon belongs. He could be a swamp thing, couldn't he? Like a swampy, horrible, like gooey green monster. That's what Chris Reardon is. I've met him and he's actually like that in real life. He's like a proper gooey swamp thing, monster thing. Yeah, he's horrible. In real life, he's all cheery on the radio. Real life, God, he's a blooming horrible. He was horrible. He's the most rudest person you've ever met in your whole life, and he stinks, and he's got bad breath, and he's got BO. Oh, he's terrible. And he looks like a swamp thing. Anyway, we seem to have imposters now taking over Jason's Weather, which is absolutely fine. Because it's not exclusively Jason's Weather, but now Paul and Lou are getting in on the act. So we've got to do Paul and Lou's Weather now as well. Reach on Air Weather. This was the bit I was looking for. Paul and Lou, morning, Ross, from a cool Birmingham. 10 degrees rising to 20. Oh, you're all having a laugh. It's not going to be 20 degrees today. It's not going to be 20 degrees. Spin, still smell. No, that's not the bin, dear. That's you. Reach on Air Weather. It's not you. It's not the bin. Stop blaming it on the bins. It's you that smells, Paul and Lou. Not the bins, dear. What's going on here? Is Jason not exclusively having the weather anymore? That's fine by me. We did a new feature on the show this morning called...
Where are you?
I want to know where you're listening from this morning. So where are you this morning?
Where are you?
We simply want to know who you are and where you are and where you're listening from. And can we potentially get someone really far away who's listening? Because there is lots and lots of people that listen to this show that don't actually message in. Many days I sit there listening to the radio and I never message the radio in. Actually saying that, now I do. I actually voice note Radio Norfolk, BBC Radio Norfolk quite a lot. And they always play them out. I don't think they get many messages because they always play them out straight away. Yeah. One day I'm going to try and get a sneaky plug in for this radio show on Radio Norfolk. I'm going to ring them up and get on the air one day. And I'm going to completely change the comments to... Oh, yeah, I do a radio show on reachonair.com. Have you heard... Vanessa Feltz is now doing a show on Channel 5 during the day. I haven't watched it, but Dan Wooten, who now seems to turned into the new Steve Allen from LBC, who has turned into, like, a proper, like, bitchy sort of person now. But anyway, Dan Wooten, who now does online stuff because he got sacked from everywhere, I think, said that there's people... This is very confusing. There's people constantly ringing in the Vanessa Feltz show on Channel 5 with lines from EastEnders. I wish I had a clip to play from you. I don't to hand, to be honest with you. It's meant to be really funny. They're picking out random lines from EastEnders and they're just changing the comments of what they're meant to be saying on the telly to lines from EastEnders. It's so random, but apparently loads of people have joined in and they're getting so many prank callers. And Vanessa Feltz is getting really fed up with it. I think it's hilarious. If you look on YouTube, there's so many times on the Jeremy Vine show when people have rung in and said silly words and swear words and stuff like that as well. They don't seem to vet the callers very well on them, but I bet they will from now on. Anyway, let us know where you are, where you're listening from this morning.
Where are you?
And also, I want to know as well your shopping disaster stories, dear listener. I must have clicked on the sausages too many times. I got sausage-tastic surprise the other day. Me and Emily went to go and get some. Me and Emily and Sophie went to go and get some Asda shopping. And we're all bagging stuff up at different points when the stuff was coming out. So I didn't realise until we got home we got 60 sausages. So yeah. Anyone ever brought way too much stuff and they've got home or they've ordered some from Amazon or something like that? Maybe, like, I don't know, say something like you thought it was a big, massive suntan lotion or something like that and you got it home or it got delivered and it was actually one of them travel size ones about the size of your finger. Or have you ever, ordered like six, you know, a pack of clementines or something like that, thinking it was one pack, but you actually ordered six packs because you thought they're individual ones, but you actually ended up with like about 100 oranges, something like that. Let us know on the instant messenger your shopping disasters this morning on the Ross Patzelt show right here on Reach on Air. Now it's the time for the UK's number one single. It's Olivia Rodrigo, who's pretty fit and drop dead.
The UK's top 40 singles, number one.
Thank you, Russ. The Do Your Shopping Story is next, mate. I think she starts singing round about now.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven. And I know why he wrote them, now that you're standing right here. Oh, one night I was bored in bed and stalked you on the internet. It's feminine intuition, 'cause I always had a vision of us standing like this. All pressed up in the bathroom line, you looking like an angel on the walls of Versailles. The most alive I've ever been. Kiss me and I might drop dead. So pretty boy, I'm paranoid, I made you up. Yeah, I'd love it if you walked me home. If you promise we can go real slow, 'cause I got chewing gum and a bunch of stuff I'd like to know. Like, have you ever been to Japan or taken that Eurostar to France? I've been dropping hints all night that I'd love it if you held my hand. Goddamn, in the middle we could make out, close off and fall to the ground. Let's go steady, let's go out and tell the whole damn world how one night I was born in bed and stalked you.
Brand new number one this week in the UK singles chart for Olivia Rodrigo and Drop Dead right here on Reach On Air. We're asking for your shopping disaster stories. I ended up with 60 sausages, which is fine because I can stick some in the freezer. We got a mum and I was like, oh, I've got 2 packs of sausages. Oh, so have I in this bag. And then Sophie's like, oh yeah, oh, I've got 2 in this bag. Oh, okay, well, no. Well, we've got sausage and mash tomorrow. We've got hot dogs on the next day. Oh, we'll have a sausage casserole. Anyone ever done that before? Roy has ordered too many socks from M&S online. We don't call it M&S, Roy. We call it Marx's here in Norwich. Marx's. You always have to add an S on the end. Roy ordered too many I nearly said sausages. I've got sausages in my brain. So has Chris Reardon, hasn't he? He's always got sausages on his mind. I've got sausages. I've ordered too many socks from Marx's online. Kept kept them all as I used them all up now. I'm listening from London. Oh, yeah, they get holes in eventually, don't they? Do you know what? I haven't actually paid for a pair of socks for about the last 10 years. I get free socks at work. Oh, they're wonderful. Loads of free socks. You get through loads of them, don't you? Even like the Marks and Spencers ones, like the really expensive ones, do they get holes in after a couple of months or not? Let us know, Roy. I do know someone, my friend Sarah on Facebook just messaged just to say they don't sell them now, but Tesco's used to sell loose new potatoes. So she wanted, they're only like the little tiny ones, she wanted 50 new potatoes for a Sunday roast. She had a family coming around. She ordered, well, she thought she ordered 50 new potatoes. She got 50 bags of new potatoes. She said there was tray after tray. And the driver went, are you sure you want all these potatoes? When he opened the shutters up, when she got it delivered. She went, no, and you want 50 loose ones? He went, you've got 50 packs. So you're joking, mate. So she felt so silly. She had to send them all back. Oh, we've had that many times. Many times at work, Sarah. Now, yeah, we've had people who's done the old, thought they got the big suntan lotion, but they'd end up with the tiny one. We've had someone who wanted a bottle of Jack Daniels for a Christmas present, didn't look at the weight, and actually ended up with one of them little tiny ones that you put in selection boxes, you know, the little tiny mini ones. All sorts of stuff like that. I've also had people who ordered like 18 bottles of wine. Didn't look at the price and the size, ended up with the little mini ones that you put in your handbags on a hen do, you know. The ones you sneak in the nightclubs and stuff like that. Yeah, ended up with them. I'm like, oh, you got little bottles of wine there? No, I wanted the 750 millilitres. Ah, you've got the 125 milliliter ones there. Do you want them? No? Okay. They are handy, though, for nights out. I've done that. I've took the miniatures out. Has anyone ever done that? Come on, this is a safe space. Have you ever took a miniature spirits or wine out of you to save a few quid? Let us know on the instant messenger. It's International Jazz Day today. So I thought we'd play, because we're very, you know, we're very upmarket and a very respectable show. And, you know, we're very upper class here on the Ross Patzak Show. So I thought, as it's International Jazz Day, you should go out and go and watch a jazz band. Not a jazz mag, a jazz band tonight, if you can, to celebrate International Jazz Day. So to celebrate International Jazz Day, I thought we would do this. We're going to play something more respectful than all this trance and dance music. We're going to play a classic international, a classic jazz song. Can you think of any more very, very well-known jazz songs? Let us know. On the internet, oh God, I can't, my words all coming out wrong. Do you know, this is why I never get a job on radio too. Do you know any other jazz songs? Let us know. We're going to play this, one of the best known jazz songs from the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Take Five.
Beans in love. Da 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 da
About jazz music is you can talk over it because there's no singing. We're celebrating International Jazz Day here on the Ross Patzelt Show this morning. Roy says I'm still going. There's tons of famous jazz songs. I can't even read your writing. Takata a train. I don't know that one. Girl from Ipanema, I know that one. And Stan Getz one and so many others. Now, would you class Amy Winehouse as jazz music? Would you? Ella Fitzgerald, is that jazz music? This is all a bit of a new world to me. I know this one. Can anyone else name any famous jazz songs, preferably ones that got in the singles charts, so that I can maybe play one more near the end of the show? Maybe we will, maybe we don't. Take the A Train is another one. Or is he telling me to take the A Train? Take the A Train. Amy not jazz, Ella is jazz. Yeah, I thought so. What would we class Amy Winehouse as then? What would we class Amy Winehouse as? We're asking this morning, a lovely listener, where's Delia gone? Where's Delia? Where are you? Where are you gone? Where are you gone? Delia, where are you? Oh, there you go.
Where are you?
We're asking, where are you? Roy is from London this morning. We've also got Flash, who's from Horsham, and he's saying that apparently it's 20 degrees late. 20 degrees later on for us at lunchtime. Why is it there? Hold on. Is everyone saying it's going to be 20 degrees? Because I don't think it's going to be 20 degrees here later. Let's have a look. What's the weather going to be like here this morning? Surely it's not going to be 20 degrees, is it? It'll be scorchier. No, 16 degrees. You're winding me up, everyone. It's 16 degrees here. Why is it 28 everywhere else? I think you're all ganging up on me. We've got a max of 16 here. Flash says, it's going to be 20 later on here in Horsham in West Sussex. That's where he is. Getting ready for a weekend away in Bournemouth. A dirty weekend away. What are you going to, a caravan site or a hotel? Where are you going? What are you going to do? Have you got anything planned? Oh, there's something in the Sun newspaper today, Flash, about the UK's biggest outdoor assault Course water park place, which we've done a few times. There's one King's Lynn, I think, and there's one in Skegness. I don't know where that one is, but that might be a great day out. Could you imagine us lot doing like a team building reach on air day out at a water assault course? Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? That would be great. Who would you chuck in, Flash, who would you chuck in the water first if we all had a reach on air day out somewhere on a water assault course? Let us know on the instant messenger.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
We're also asking for your shopping disasters. Have you ever ordered too much? Have you ordered something to the wrong house? Maybe you've ordered like a big Chinese takeaway but ordered it to the wrong house. Next door's got it or something like that and that never turned up. Or even worse, have you ordered your shopping to, you know, to have it on holiday and you've actually not changed the address? So you've sat there all night and the shopping's not turned up because it's actually gone to your other address or the other way round. Let us know on the instant messenger. But today we have got one of the biggest songs of all time as Name That Tune. Every single person will know this song. Even your nanny will know this one. Two bars. This is all we're giving you this morning. Two bars on a classic. Who is this? Oh, wherever you land on the track, it's already instantly recognisable. Any ideas? If there's no one who gets that right, then shame on you. It's a good bit to land on, isn't it? It's instantly recognisable. Who is that? Let us know.
You're listening to the Rough Cats Out Show on Reach On Air.
And we'll play you the new one from Somba. This is 31 in the singles chart this week. This is Potential playing on Reach On Air. Good morning.
But I wrote some songs that got me famous.
like that. That is new from Somba. Excuse me. And potential right here on Reach on Air. Russ Pat's up with you live from Norwich. We're asking socks. We're talking socks this morning. All sorts of things. Roy says as soon as his socks get holes, they get binned. I have the missus. I have my socks and new ones not used. All blue cushion socks only. I haven't got a clue what you're on about, Laura. I need to double read your messages first before I read them out. As soon as I get holes, I get binned. Yeah. I have Marks and Spencer's socks and new ones not used. All blue cushion socks only. You get blue socks? I have black socks. Black socks, well, that's because they're free. I get loads of black socks free. Anyway. I've heard that Chris Reardon super glues his socks up with when he gets holes because he's too tight to get new ones. That's not the sort of thing I'd do, obviously. We're doing Name That Tune. Who was this one this morning, lovely listener? Instantly recognisable. Do we even need to give you 30 seconds on the clock? No, I don't. I'm not. I'm going to be tight today. No, we're not. Who was in then this morning? I'm all over the place this morning. Roy was first in this morning with Born Slippy Underworld. Yeah, Paul and Lou, Born Slippery Underworld. And that's it. Well done. Yes, you got it right. It was the classic Underworld and Born Slippy. And to celebrate this masterpiece of a song, we're going to play the full version. I can't play the radio edit version. We have to play the full version because it's the law. From Trainspotting soundtrack, one of the best soundtracks of all time, the brilliant Underworld and Born Slippy, the full 11 minute version on also I Need a Wee as well. And I need to put the washing out.
You boy, and you just grown.
from the brilliant Trainspotting soundtrack. There's certain songs where it is the law, you have to play the full version. If we're only going to play songs once a year on this show, which is the rule, we play every song different on every show, you have to play the full version. What other songs can you think of, lovely listener, where you have to play the full version? I've written down Blue Monday by... oh, I can't remember. It was Blue Monday. Oh, he done Blue... Oh, my mind is blank! Blue Monday, New Order did Blue Monday. We had a written rule on another radio station I was on, Future Radio. Tom Buckham, the old station manager, had a written rule, and it was actually on the file name of New Order Blue Monday. You only play the original. I once played the radio edit version, and he stormed in to the studio going, get this off, you never play the radio edit, because the radio edit is different to the original. You play the original. And I was ordered to play the original. So I took it. We had to delete. I used to add some music to the radio station, sort of archive of music, and I was forced to delete the radio edit and I had to retitle the original version, only play this version, by order of Tom. What other songs can you think of where you have to have the full version? I'm thinking Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. You have to have the full version of that. And Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson is an epic. You have to have the full version of that. Any other full versions, please let us know on the instant messenger. Flash is off to Bournemouth for his daughter's 8th birthday, so have a good time. I've never been to Bournemouth, and I've never been to Brighton. They're both on the list of places to go one day, on the ever-growing list of places to go. Have you got any other places, lovely listener, where you'd like to go one day but you've never been? Let us know on the instant messenger. We're also asking this morning your shopping disaster stories. Have you ever brought the wrong amount of stuff or something like that? You ordered something from a takeaway or something and it ended up with something completely different, or someone else's order. We did that. Well, actually, we did that one week. We got we ordered a load of fish and chips, and we ended up with someone else's order. This is probably, they now probably double check everything now. We ended up with a bag full of Chinese takeaway food. And I sort of smelt it. I thought, God, that doesn't smell like fish and chips. Anyway, it had already gone by the time I got outside. We opened it up. We had a bag full of stuff. A bag full of stuff. I was like, yeah, we'll have that. Turn the light off so that you think we're not home anymore if he comes back later on. Yeah, we had a bag full of Chinese instead of like a £20 bag of fish and chips. We got about 50 quid's worth. Have some of that. Oh, Paul and Lou, good shout. What about Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven? Yeah, that's an epic tune where you have to play the full version, don't you? It's the law. You have to play the full version. Right, we've got a worst song ever to play for you now. A brand new worst song ever. I've just double checked. I've never played this. The worst song ever. Oh, you know that Macarena song that you always hear on holiday? Well, we've got a different version of it. We've got the Chipmunks version. You're getting it already, aren't you? Yeah. I'm There you go. There you go. The worst song ever. Quite possibly the worst song ever. That is... Oh, we're out of time. That is the Chipmunks version. Lost Del Chipmunks and Macarena. Right here on Reach On Air. Finishing off another week of shows with a god-awful song. Roy's in with a last-minute shout of full versions of songs that you have to play. Now, shame on you, Roy. You said you've got to play the full version of Black Lace Megamix, the 12-inch remix. Seriously, Roy? Okay, fair enough. If you say so, dear. Flash says, I said about going to Brighton. He said, I wouldn't bother going to Brighton. He went, Great Yarmouth is much nicer. Are you sure? Okay, I'll take your word for that, Deb. Right, coming up on Reach On Air for the rest of the day. Let's have a little looky. See who's there. Brandon's here at midnight because it's a Friday tomorrow. Isn't it the 1st of April tomorrow? No, 1st of May tomorrow. God, isn't that? Yeah, we're getting into proper summer now. Beer garden weather is coming. It will be light until about 10 o'clock. And tonight, later on tonight, you have got DJ Johnny with Geddon Unplugged with Johnny. Lots of acoustic versions of songs. Flash is here later on tonight at 8 o'clock with the Naughties Chart Show. You might hear some of my jingles in there as well. And they've let him out in the daytime as well. Alan Ross is here with a Tea Time TV quiz show at 5 o'clock as well. So yeah, so he's there. He's like your Timu Ken Bruce, basically. And who else is here? Later on at 1 o'clock, you got Richard Steele with the Indie Hour. Right, have yourself a fantastic weekend. I won't be back. No, I am here Monday. I'm here Monday, bank holiday. Goodbye.